You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's keep doing it. Let's have a little bit of fun. I got something for you, too. I want to tell you guys about this now. So out of respect, just to do this the right way, it'll be on my Sal will put this. Can't give away free plugs here. But we have it's already done. The venue is booked. It's in New Jersey. It's phenomenal. Aaron Boone has already agreed to join us. Sal and I are going to have a live night with BT and Sal. Again, you'll get all the information on the social there.
On your social media.
And you'll post it. Yeah, you'll post it. We'll do it. Of course, we've got websites. I'll get that out there as we go to break here. So keep an eye on that. So basically, it's going to be a live BT and Sal. So not stream, not just, you have to be in the audience to see it. We're going to have my buddy Mike, who is the best Frank Sinatra impersonator in the world. Obviously, Aaron Boone's going to be up there with us. You know, food, drinks, a
Booty's
chance to...
Booty's coming,
man. Booty is doing us a solid. I said, Booty, wait, I got this idea. I've got, like, I could have called Patino, but I'm calling you first. Rick's the next call if you don't say yeah. He's there for BT and Sal, I'm in. So it's going to be a phenomenal night. Not a lot of tickets available. Check my Instagram in a little bit when we go to break, but it's basically a chance to connect with you guys again. And by the way,
you think I should dress up like the
just don't wear the corduroy suit that you wear in A-Rod's party, please. You're not going to bust it out again. You can't wear it twice in 3 weeks, dude.
I was going to say the DON, the Department of Nerds outfit.
No, I mean, you got to show a little respect to Boone. He's coming in from Connecticut.
Appreciate that.
To sit up there with a couple of knuckleheads to do this thing. So I will post this. You guys are going to love this. There's a ton of details I didn't even get into. But we'll post that next break. I can't wait. It's going
to
be fun.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the calls here. I do want to say before we get back to the calls that I said this yesterday on Baseball Night in New York on SNY, I believe everybody's acting like what the Mets have done here is the worst thing possible. Oh, no Diaz. And don't get me wrong. I wanted Diaz back. Oh, Pete, how can they let him go? I wanted Pete back. I understand that. But they're acting like it's the worst thing that could happen to the Mets. The worst thing that could have happened to this franchise would have been if they brought everybody back and just added pitching. That would have been the worst thing you could do. Because now you're compounding the mistake. Stearns looked at this team, made the difficult decision to identify some problems, knowing that this core has not been good enough for years, even predating his arrival. And he took a blowtorch to it. And maybe there's more to come. Who knows? Maybe there's a little more to there, just what we talked about yesterday with Lindor. Point is, that to me is the right thing to do. It's hard to get through as it's happening. It's difficult to comprehend how they're making these decisions. The wrong thing would have been to run it back and just tack on pitching to it and cross your fingers and hope that it would have changed. That to me would have been the worst thing that they could have
done. I'm going to, in essence, say the same thing. So you say that, you know, that would have been the worst thing. To me, I'm going to emphasize the positive even more, even though we're saying the same thing. To me, what's happened is the absolute best possible thing that the Mets could have done. I mean, guys, you won 83 games a year ago. Diaz was phenomenal. Pete was great. Soto was really, really good. And you still weren't a team that mattered at all at the end of the day. And you know that, right? And even the success, and again, not to always relitigate past seasons, it gets old, but even the 2022 season, which was 101 wins, second most in Mets history, behind the 108 with the 86 Mets, you go back to that Padres series, and honestly, it was like the varsity versus the JV. You had Nito as a catcher. You had Vogelback who played that night. The lineup was an absolute joke. Now, it doesn't mean that you couldn't enjoy that season. You did, and you should have. But the idea that that was going to ever morph into something big and sustainable and a multi or a half a decade run of dominance was laughable. What Stearns is doing now, emotionally, it's the worst thing for you, but from building a baseball team, I believe that it's going to prove to be the best thing.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Bill is calling from Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Bill?
Billy.
Gentlemen, I have been following you from day one. I was extremely leery because you both are very heated, and I love that. And that's what I learned to love about both of you two. I mean, it was an amazing run. You will be sorely missed. You guys are great at what you're doing. You will be back in some aspect or something. But you guys stole my thunder. I agree with you guys exactly. Status quo was going to get us nowhere. It was the definition of insanity. They kept on rinse repeating, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. The best thing they did was to go through this pain now. Gentlemen, King Cohen is dead, Sal. This should never be said, BT. I know it drove you nuts with that.
I was laughing most of the time.
Trust me, King Cohen bit is not dead. Whether it's on SNY, whether it's wherever I'm going after this, that's coming with me. Well, and I'll do videos on my house and send them to BT if I have to. I don't care. I'm still taunting them with those. You better believe it.
Going through all the years, Sal, don't forget that Roethlisberger is still better than Eli Manning. Don't forget that. Remember the arguments we got into about that. Gentlemen, good luck. I will be with you. Spirit and soul, following you guys. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much, dear Bill. The Cohen bit is equal parts hysterical, insane. I mean, you name
and
man.
Annoying.
It really never annoyed me. Now, it hasn't proven to be substantive yet. Let's also make sure that we inject that into the equation. But the day that you rolled in, and I knew it was coming, we talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
I said, if you get Soto, red carpet, trumpets, purple Harley race, garb, the crown, the scepter, I'm going to lay out, and I'm going to. And I that, to me, between the unkillable speech and you coming in like King Cohen and praising the baseball gods, which, by the way, has still not yet delivered the championship that I think you thought was coming that day, was some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen. I had tears in my eyes, man. It was funny.
Yeah, it was a great day. Unfortunately, like you said, it didn't result in wins. But there is a part of enjoying the offseason.
Yeah.
And the way I was talking about this yesterday with somebody was that, you know, the Mets felt that they won the offseason a year ago. And they probably did, right? You get Soto, had a strong offseason, and yet they won 83 games. And now the feel is, the Mets go to the winter meetings and they're losing players left and right. So they're losing the offseason. Doesn't mean, though, that they can't now have a winning season on the field. And I feel like you and I are in agreement that while this is tough to swallow for a lot of fans, this is generally the things that need to happen to turn around a franchise that has never had a sustained winner.
Yeah, it's got to be a foundational overhaul. And that's what the Mets are in the process of right now. And I applaud somebody who's going about this in a cutthroat manner, who doesn't care what you think, doesn't care what we think. It's what he believes in terms of his baseball sensibility.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Is the way to go. And the funny thing is, and I could relate to it, obviously, as a Jets fan, real fast, if you go back to the Ungillable speech, right? One of the things I remember saying, if I don't really know how I remember anything because it was an out-of-body experience, but I do remember saying, you know, you have one of the best quarterbacks in football, so figure it out. You have one of the best young running backs, figure it out. You have one of the best young wide receivers, figure it out. Well, yeah, they did have that, but they didn't have the necessary stuff that you need to actually be good. And so you can sit here, as we have many years, well, you know, Nimmo's pretty good, and, you know, Lindor does this, and they got this guy in the back of the bullpen, and this guy's pretty good as well. The Mets lacked the necessary baseball components to be a champion, and that's what he's trying to find.
Reggie's calling from Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Reggie?
Hey, Reg.
Good morning, sir. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. Man.
First of all, I would like to say thank you very much for your grace, your etiquette, and the humor that you guys bring to this radio. You will be missed. BT, I follow you on Instagram, so I will be looking out. And I hope you guys somehow, some way, will land back on this airways, because I will miss hearing from you guys.
Well, I mean, they're all going to, and thank you for the call. Thanks, Ray. Reg. We appreciate, Reggie, thank you so much. We appreciate that. I don't know how else to say it without, like, I'm not trying to promote myself on.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Go ahead, man.
We're not dying. We're going to still have
our fastball still coming in hard. Don't worry.
I mean, I'll be on SNY.
No matter where
tonight.
We are.
Yeah, I mean, right. At some point, you mentioned the live show that we're going to try to do. So that's at least one avenue. There's going to be.
I got a St. John's game tomorrow.
Right, exactly. I mean, yeah. You got St. John's tomorrow. I have SNY tomorrow. Tonight, tomorrow, the Queens Baseball Convention.
Yeah.
That should be.
You did that last year, too, right?
Yeah, we usually do it once a year. They have us out there. We do a live baseball night New York show.
Who showed up this year? Is Collins coming out?
He'll be there, but on a different panel than I. So it's just, I forget, Keith Rad, Laura Albanese, and Andy Martino. I think you're going to be there, but the point is, Mets fans are going to be.
Ooh.
Yeah, this
is. Yeah, man. Well, you're safe. You're not Stearns.
I'm like, you said, I'm into the bee's nest here. These Mets fans are going to want to. I got to try to defend them because I believe in what they're doing to a certain extent. Anyway, we appreciate that, and if you follow along with us, you'll be able to hear us at some point, and also potentially hear as well. I don't think this is going to be the last time that we're behind the mic on the Fan. Maybe together, sure. I would feel comfortable saying we're probably not going to be done here forever.
I would agree with that.
And, well, you're going to be on next week. I mean,
that's true. I would agree with that. No kidding, idiot. You're working on Monday. You went on with Boomer and Gio this morning. Still no text from Booms, but and I heard you. You know, you brought this up proactively, and I'm happy that you said. And the only reason I insert this here is because Reggie kind of alluded to this, like the class and how we've handled this. Guys, this Sal and I both made the decision a long time ago, and I just knew once I reconciled from within that I was not good enough to be a professional baseball player. I knew that if I wasn't talking sports, I would not be a fulfilled adult. I knew that. That's why I got married late. That's why I moved around the country. That's why I was piss poor broke, basically for certainly all my 20s and into my early 30s. And when you choose this route, there's volatility. There's some things that are fair and deserve, some things that are not. But I can tell you this, the road we were never going to take was to, you know, come on the air and project animosity or take shots at people. It's not what we're about. Now, maybe 10 years ago, I don't know what I would have said, quite frankly. Maybe I would have handled it differently. I'm not so sure. But the fact that management trusted you and I to have a microphone, which is a weapon, if you choose to say the wrong thing, I think it shows a lot of respect toward us, even though this show is dissolving. They trust us.
I've been fired before, this is not being fired.
I agree.
There's a big difference. And some people can look at it that way. And you can say, whatever it is, you lose a job. Okay, fair enough. But
but
when you're fired, you're not allowed on anymore. You're taken out of the building or whatever it may be. That is not the case. So we're very appreciative of that opportunity. And it's our job to be professionals and handle ourselves with dignity and class and show respect to the station that gave us the opportunity. And I'm very proud that you and I have been able to do that together through this. As a matter of fact, I mean, it sucks, but something like this, when you do go through it together, I think it brings us closer.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten closer as a show. I told you, we went over this yesterday. Like, one of the things I learned from Carton, ironically enough, was that he says it takes a couple of years to get a show off the ground. Well, we had a couple of years, and there were maybe some peaks and valleys along the way. Started out hot, maybe had a little bit of a dip. But overall, at the end of the 2 years, I'm happy that we were able to bring it back up to a place where we felt we were doing our best work. We, unfortunately, don't have the opportunity to continue it or have the runway to go on, but I'm proud of the work that we've done, and especially the last couple of weeks under real difficult circumstances and through adversity.
I think the whatever months or almost a year, whatever the time frame would be, I am glad that the audience has gotten peak BT and Sal. Took a little bit to find the dance, the rhythm, and all the things that you're alluding to.
You know, let's not forget BT. There was also different PDs, there's different management, there's different philosophies. I'm not making excuses, but it's the reality.
It's the part of our reality.
Of what we went through in just 2 years.
Yeah.
There was different direction at times. There was moving parts. There was, you know, Craig looming. There's a lot of...
I think the biggest obstacle, and again, we have all day to kind of sprinkle in some stuff. We'll get back to the Met calls. Obviously, BT and Sal on the Fan. Last show, couldn't tell. I didn't hear no bell. Yeah. Well, bell's going to ring at 2 p.m. for sure. I think that me having former, like Tiki, was very different than you and completely opposite on the air. And I had to learn to navigate that. And I'm a strong-minded, strong-willed person, as you know. You did most of your best work on radio by yourself.
Right.
And you had to learn how to work with somebody every day.
It doesn't happen
overnight.
Right.
When it happened, proud of the show.
Right.
That's for damn sure.
And we had a lot of fun along the way.
Oh, yeah.
And some blow-ups. Like, what's
of course, dude.
We got into some nasty things. I mean, that's part of it as well.
Yeah.
But I don't think on the air, I shouldn't say
maybe
never.
Maybe once or twice, they're like, these guys are a little pissed off at each other. Hey, ask Carl Banks. No. That's been resolved too. Yeah.
Well, and I'm
I don't
glad
think
that
you, but Sal, I don't think that you, let me put it this way. If you don't care about making a show great, and if you don't care about your craft, I think early on, our level of desire to be great, I think it actually hurt us.
Correct.
That makes maybe no sense, but you and I know it makes sense. I think once we were able to step over that part of the fence and breathe and let it come naturally,
calm down a little bit,
that's where we found it.
BT and Sal on the field. Let's get back to the sports here. Come on. It can't be. I don't want it to be just about us.
4 hour massage. Why not?
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls. We come back. 888-808-1019.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.